Welcome to Informational Station 9. Please use earbuds to ensure other visitors will not be disturbed by the sound of my voice. Thank you very much. The title of this station is 1916, a watershed year for woman suffrage. It begins with a quote from a sign from the National Woman's Party used during the 1916 presidential campaign that reads, "Vote against Wilson, he kept us out of suffrage." There are two sections. The first section, titled The National Woman's Party Organized, reads, "Alice Paul and Lucy Burns broke away from the National American Woman's Suffrage Association over policy and tactics, forming the Congressional Union for Woman's Suffrage in 1913. In 1916, they formed the National Woman's Party, a separate political party for women who had the vote. Paul attracted wealthy and influential women to the cause, such as Alva Belmont and Phoebe Hearst, who were active in the founding convention of the National Woman's Party. Focusing exclusively on a constitutional amendment, they favored aggressive lobbying tactics, direct political action, and staging public events that drew media coverage, such as dropping leaflets from an airplane. Adopting the English strategy of holding the party in power responsible, they focused on the Democratic Party, which controlled both houses of Congress and the presidency. In 1916, the National Woman's Party campaigned against Democratic candidates in Western states, where women voted hoping to send a message to the party that all women needed the vote. This opposition aroused fierce controversy among both suffragists and politicians. However, these innovative campaigns won suffragists new respect from political leaders. There is a picture of two women sitting next to a desk talking. The caption reads, "Alice Paul, left, strategizing with publicist Helen Gardner." There is another picture of a roadside billboard that states, "Women of Colorado, you have the vote. Get it for women of the nation by voting against Woodrow Wilson." The caption reads, "The National Woman's Party urged Colorado women to vote against President Wilson for his lack of support for the suffrage amendment." The second section is titled, "Cat Implements Her Winning Plan, 1916," and reads, "After Anna Howard Shaw's presidency, Carrie Chapman Catt, a talented leader, took the presidency of NASA a second time in 1915, leading over a million members. Under her winning plan, she called for simultaneous action by every state suffrage association and a renewed push for the 19th Amendment. Women in states with presidential suffrage would work for a constitutional amendment. Women who believed they could successfully change their state constitution would press for state referenda. Women in most states would work for presidential suffrage. Women in southern states would work toward women's suffrage in white primaries, a measure which reinforced racism in the South." Catt's plan included both state and federal approaches, which also prepared suffragists for future state ratification campaigns. A text box titled, "The Importance of Suffrage Imagery," reads, "The use of color was a form of political communication in the pre-electronic age. NASA used gold as its primary suffrage color, combined with state or organizational colors. The color gold came from the choice of sunflower yellow in the first suffrage campaign in Kansas in 1867. Gold was incorporated into banners, buttons, and printed pieces. The National Woman's Party chose the colors purple, white, and gold. Purple and white stood for loyalty and purity. In emphasizing white for purity, it was important for women to establish that although they were demonstrating in the streets, they were not women of the streets. Most Woman's Party banners displayed these three colors or political messages." There is a picture of a suffragist recruiting using an early telephone. The caption reads, "Carrie Chapman Catt using then-current technology." This ends the content for Informational Station 9.